Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard about Jesus, for his fame had become widespread, and people were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Others were saying, "He is Elijah." Still others, "He is a prophet like any of the prophets." But when Herod learned of it, he said, "It is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised up." Herod was the one who had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to marry your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. Herodias had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and his military officers and the leading men of Galilee. His own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said of the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." So she went out and asked her mother, "What should I ask for?" Her mother replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made the request. "I want you to give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oath and his guess, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back the head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison and brought back the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl in the turn gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took the body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever made a promise to somebody and then said, "You know, that's probably not the best thing I should have said. I shouldn't have really made that promise." And no matter how many people you said it in front of, you made a promise that wasn't that great. That's what happened to Herod today. He made a promise to his daughter, "Whatever you want." She goes to her mother, and her mother goes, "This is my chance to have John the Baptist killed." And then she comes back and asks for the head of John the Baptist. Herod, at that time, could have said, "No, that is an incorrect request. I am not going to do that." But what did he do? He didn't want to look bad in front of his court or all the people that was present. So he gave in. That was not a good choice. There are times where we may commit to something initially and then find out that that wasn't a good choice. It's better to go up to that person and say, "You know I promised I was going to do this or do that, but I thought about it, and I can't do that for you. Maybe we can do something else." That would be the right thing to do. That would be the right thing to do in the eyes of the Lord.